here's a story from The World.
We begin today with the story of 24-year-old Tong Ying Kit. He was a waiter and a cook in a Hong Kong restaurant. That was before he hopped on his motorcycle last year and unfurled a protest banner. He then crashed into some Hong Kong police and injured three officers. Today, Tong Ying Kit has become the first person to be tried under a new Hong Kong national security law. The court has found him guilty of terrorism and inciting secession. Chris Young has been following the case closely. He's the former chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association. He joins us from Hong Kong. Tell us more, if you would, Chris, about Tong Ying Kit. Who is he and what exactly has he been convicted of?
He drove a motorbike on July 1st last year, the first day of the implementation of the national security law. He was arrested and then taken to court. His lawyer will seek leniency on Thursday, and then after that, the court will deliver the sentencing, which will be no doubt quite severe, because court will also be under pressure to give a heavy, harsh sentence to deter similar acts.
What was the reasoning behind the verdict? How did the judges explain it?
He drove a motorbike with a banner, Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Times. That's the day when there were still protesters in streets, and he ran into policemen. So that's why the Terrorist Act charge. But then more severely, that slogan has now been accepted by the judges that it has the meaning of independence from China. That was the crux of the argument during the 15-day trial. Both sides got expressed opinion from academics, basically. The prosecution, citing Chinese historical texts, argued that that slogan is subversive. But then the other side, the defense lawyers, argued that slogan has different meaning to different people. And a slogan is a slogan. And right. That did not necessarily mean that Tong was seeking or advocating independence from China. But now the judges basically accept the view that merely hoisting slogans like this could carry the meaning of independence. And that will have profound and bad implication on freedom of expression in Hong Kong.
Your point is well taken. A lot of the discussion on this case is centered on that slogan, Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times, which suggests to the judges that this was a call for independence from China, which obviously is banned under the law. All three of the judges in this trial were handpicked by Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam. Was this a fair trial?
The judgment is not convincing, but not surprising, because I think that under the provisions in the law, I think the room for judges to apply common law and apply the standard, the benchmark of freedoms in Hong Kong when adjudicating such cases is extremely limited. And I think that's really the crux of the problem we are facing now.
Well, some 60 other Hong Kong residents are awaiting trial on charges brought under the national security law. What are they thinking right now?
The way the judges interpret slogans and acts do not bode well, basically, on all national security law cases, including the 12 and maybe some other who face the Apple Daily case, I mean, Jimmy Lai case.
The Apple Daily newspaper, right. So it's interesting as well, Tong Ying Kit was denied bail and there was no jury. I mean, is that what we can expect with these other trials?
Most, if not all, cases of people arrested for national security law are denied bail. So effectively, have already lost their freedom the first day they were arrested.
It's not clear when the court will hand down Tong Ying Kit's sentence. What sort of sentence is he likely to get?
Under the law, the maximum sentence is life imprisonment. The kind of minimum will be something like 10 years in jail. No, it's difficult to tell because there's no precedent, but it won't be a lenient one.
So this was the first case of a violation of Hong Kong's new security law. Now that there is a verdict, how will pro-democracy activists regulate themselves? I mean, we know what the law is, but now that it's played out with a defendant, will it have a chilling effect?
The chilling effect has already been felt. The media, the film industry, and even perhaps the general public. And that's one of the important reasons behind the migration in recent months. The opposition or so-called democratic camp is already in tatters. Many key figures are either in jail or facing charges. And then now the whole civil society is facing the risk. And those who are in the vulnerable sectors like media publications will feel more worried.
Chris Young is the former chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association. He's been speaking with us from Hong Kong. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, you're welcome.